Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Days 22 through 28. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Day 22. Traveling with God. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on these things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:1-3. You cannot take the journey to intimacy with God unless you have been raised to new life in Jesus. Once committed to this relationship with God, personal resolve to step into the journey to intimacy with Him is essential. It is the first step in the most delightful journey you will ever take, and the good news is that there need not be any particular destination. This journey is about how you journey, not where. The best part is that your travel mate is God. Travel is more enjoyable when you have someone to share the journey with you. Like any other journey, there will be bumps in the road and obstacles to work around. We can complain about them, but that obviously won't fix them. Alternatively, when viewed as a challenge, each obstacle adds interest and uniqueness to the trip. Some of them may even create opportunities to share the love of God with other travelers. Falling in love is only the first step in the journey to intimacy with any other. The journey is the very bonding which occurs when two persons grow toward unity. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Day 23. Engaging God in Love. Learn how to engage with God. Learn to live in love. Go love others like you have been loved, Jesus said to his disciples. Our relationship with Jesus is all about loving others. But we have been conditioned to maximize our personal pleasure and minimize our own misery, that is, loving ourselves. Jesus calls us into a reality of feeling so fully loved that it is not only easy to love others, it is also as natural for us as breathing. Since Jesus went through everything you have gone through and more, learn to think like Him. Think of your sufferings as a weaning from that old sinful habit of always expecting to get your own way. Then you'll be able to live out your days free to pursue what God wants instead of being tyrannized by what you want. 1 Peter 4:1-2, The Message. Become free to enjoy what God loves. Be loved where you are right now. Know God's desire to show His passion for you in the circumstances you face right now. Rather than being agitated by the inconvenience of others' needs, jump in to help them. The more you know you're loved, the more you will love well in the presence of those around you. Living in God's love is not having to do things for other people to gain their love for you. As you learn to live loved, you are actually engaging with God rather than being dutifully obedient to Him. Live loved. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Day 24. Cultivating Our Garden of Emotions. Becoming intimate with God for the Christian is far from being automatic. The soul, the seat of our emotions, must be cultivated like a garden. And the will, the seat of our sovereign choices, must be congruent, that is, equal in every way with the will of God. This would be living as the committed members of God's great family. When our commitment is to family, our desires and motives must be consistent with Father's desires. When we have reached that end, it will be demonstrated by our peace in the middle of carnage and devastation as we rely on Dad to handle the situation with our cooperation. Joseph and Job are the best examples of trust in the Bible. Their lives were filled with adversity and calamity, yet they faced their circumstances with an assurance that God still had a noble purpose in their trouble. We must also look for the purpose of God in everything instead of trying to logically deduce the meaning of things as they apply only to ourselves. Since God sees the whole picture and everyone affected, only He can make fully informed decisions which affect the many. Far too many are disillusioned with God. They think that he may not always give them the results they desire and never press on to a deeper faith. In order to press on to greater intimacy with God, we must trust him completely to be doing what is best. What is the secret to pressing on? Where is the strength to be found to endure the race until the very end? Only unwavering trust in the perfection of God in all things can enable us to trust his heart and relax in his security. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Day 25. Incredibly loved by God. You know what the good news is? The good news is that I am incredibly loved by God. You know what the love of God does for me? It makes me amazingly confident about life. I know that God loves me so completely and powerfully that everything in my life will have a purpose. Maybe not the results I'm looking for. I'm a Christian because it's amazing. It's incredible news. I love God. I love being with God. Wouldn't it give you great pleasure if everyone around you was thinking, "Wow, I'd like to know God. Is God interested in me?" Well, for the vast number of people, there is consideration about that. Christ keeps the covenant on our behalf. So the good news just got even better. He is there keeping your covenant for you so that the Father can give you favor. And so let us learn how to live in Christ in that context. We enter the covenant as participators of his grace. We are the joyful recipients of his favor, and no matter where we go or what we do, God will remain faithful to love us, and he will cultivate the land of our life and the garden of our heart. He will weed out sin. He will plant things in us that will grow. Jesus is the vine, and there is no sin in him. So walking with God intimately means that sin ceases to have dominion over us. Your habit patterns are formed by your own carnality. Your habit patterns get to be formed by peace and by holiness, which is really everything being in right relationship. When you are in right relationship, intimacy, with God, you will also be in right relationship with yourself and all others. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Day 26, Nurturing the Fruitless Branch. There are only two reasons for a branch of a good vine not to bear fruit. Firstly, because it is not actually attached. It's not part of the vine. It has no spiritual connection. It has no sap connection. This is speaking metaphorically of a religious person who claims to know God. He thinks something like this: "I'm a believer because I go to church." Yet he has never had a salvation experience. If you're not connected to God in life, you're not connected in the afterlife, and there is absolutely no fruit of the presence of God in you. The second reason for a branch not bearing fruit is because it's hanging down. Sap naturally rises to the highest point. If a branch is hanging down, its fruit is diminished. So you may have a part of your life that is not fruitful, because actually it needs to be lifted up. So what part of your life right now is not fruitful? It just needs to be lifted up. That's what encouragement is about. The church should be the best organization on earth for encouragement. When you see someone's life not being fruitful, you've just got to help them lift that piece up. It is not a time for criticism or judgment. Jesus paid for all that and took all guilt, shame, and punishment upon himself. It is time to help the unfruitful plug into more of the love of God. Only that sap can restore. So the branch that is not receiving the life-giving sap needs to be lifted up and trained at a higher level. The distinguishing difference between Christianity and all other religions is that its only ingredient is love, the unconditional love of God, which byproduct is grace, favoring the undeserving. How opposite, but how magnificent. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Day 27. Be a dispenser of grace. Sometimes I think in certain places, church can be the most discouraging of places because you're okay until you have a problem, or you're okay until you sin, and then you're not okay. Well, the church, body of Christ, needs to be encouraging at all times. You know, when you've sinned, that's when you need grace. Somebody in the church needs to be supplying the grace that you need so you can change. So if a part of your life is unfruitful right now, the Holy Spirit wants to take that part and lift it into a higher place of relationship. Maybe your current experience of life has gone beyond your present experience of God. You need to be lifted up. Your current situation has gone beyond your present experience of who God is for you. So you need to be lifted up. You need to be encouraged into a higher place of relationship. Maybe you need to be encouraged into a higher place of trust, a higher place of peace, a higher place of grace. This is what we are for each other. That is what we do. That is what we should be famous for in the world. No one should be safe from a blessing. No matter where you go, no matter who they are, no one's safe from the blessing of grace. Grace, by definition, means to express favor that is undeserved. If one must do anything in order to get your grace, like changing their behavior, you are talking about a reward and not grace. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. This is not intended to encourage us to sin more in order to get more grace. It was written so that we can be certain that we cannot commit any sin which is too horrible for God to grant us grace. The more you love, the more grace you will receive. Deeper Every Day by John Henry Allen, Volume 1, Day 28. Adversity and Calamity, Your Dearest Friends. Most of our upgrades in the Spirit come in the context of a crisis or confrontation. That's why we should never be upset by adversity. Adversity and crisis are a shortcut into a better way of life. God gives you an amazing opportunity to grow up really quickly. Every crisis I have is a shortcut into a better understanding of myself, others, and God Himself. This is brilliant. When you see crises for what they are, you can really enjoy them because God is going to speed up something. He is going to quicken something to you, and it's powerful. Yeah, the enemy will contest it, but you get to laugh in his face on the way through. Enjoy the scary ride knowing you are safe all the way. Every crisis is a potential shortcut into something marvelous for you. Reflect on Romans 8:28. By this you know that every experience you have has a God purpose. Watch for the purpose, then pursue it. God will change you in amazing ways if you stay with Him in the purpose for the current situation that you're going through. When you keep your eyes on His purpose for you, God always gives you peace and comfort in the situation you were in. I know the plans I have for you, Jeremiah 29:11, for your welfare and not for your calamity, to give you a future and a hope, to give you a future and divine expectation. That's how hope is best translated. You can truly welcome your trials as friends, actually look forward to them coming, when you know that they are the faithful wounds of your best friend, God. Dig the gold out of every difficult situation or personal encounter you experience. This is how we grow in grace. Devotions read by Bob Clarkson.